and yet it did. Soon his phone began to ring. When would he set up his crosses? Zanist worked through the night, building five monuments to the deceased. Each was 4 feet tall, weighed about 30 pounds, and featured the victim's name and photo in a big red heart. "My simple message is just the heart on the cross," he told CNN. "Love your brother, love your neighbor. Don't judge them. Life isn't that complicated. Hate and revenge is." Zanis loaded the crosses carefully into the back of his white pickup and drove to the plant. He already knew where he'd placed them, on the sidewalk out front, next to a chain-link fence. As he always does, he arrived quietly and left without a word. His work was done. Zanis understands more than most how the families feel. He began building crosses to honor his father-in-law, who was murdered in 1996. Tragedy struck him again in 2018 when he buried his 37-year-old daughter, who died of a drug overdose. A few weeks after her death, he was in Parkland, Florida, with the 17 crosses and stars he'd made for the victims at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. "When I went to Parkland, I was a mess," he told the Tribune, "but I can't allow myself to get consumed in my own grief. I'm offering these families hope. It helps me and it helps them. I know that for a fact because when I leave there, they are smiling." Despite having seen and experienced so much grief, Zanis insists he has no agenda. He isn't advocating for one thing or another. "I'm not a gun issue guy. I'm not a church guy," he told the New York Times. "There's no interest here other than helping people remember."